Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Time now, those of you who have subscribed to being members of the American Family Farmer crowd, welcome. You're welcome to be here. I'm Doug Steffen with another overview of what's going on family farms all around the country, the news, first of all, and then we'll be talking to somebody from Iowa State University about the economic impact of some of the things going on that may help the family farmer and maybe won't help the family farmer. But first, speaking of that, looking over some of the news from this past week, there's an alliance that I found out about that's launching free, anonymous online mental health and well-being services to provide a nationwide safety net. It's confidential information, on-demand support to farmers and to farm families. This is something that came out of the American Farm Bureau Federation's convention a little while back. The Wellness Alliance and the groundbreaking solution to try to find the best resources to build complete physical, mental, and emotional access to a network of people who understand the challenges and the rewards that come with the agricultural way of life. More farmers, the people in the military and farmers are the biggest categories of suicides over the last couple of years. What a shame, when it would seem that people on the farm have all there is to live for. There's something about being on the farm, being on the land, for me anyway, that is second to none. But I get what goes on because of the economic impact of government interference and big ag and all of these other things. So isn't it good to know that you can access a global network of peers backed by licensed clinicians who work on this platform as well? Anybody who's 16 or older can get a hold. You can go to the American Farm Bureau Federation's website, and you can look around there and find, you can navigate, and you can find answers to many of the questions that are being asked by farm families, people of all ages. And by the way, it's okay not to be okay. It's not okay to not have help when you're hurting. It isn't. So I think this partnership that I'm talking about, again, it's at, you can connect the American Farm Bureau Federation's website and find the help there, and thanks to the sponsors that have helped put it together, Farm Credit and CoBank and the personal assistance services that come from the government, all of these people together who are offering a wide range of well-being tools, self-assessments, support services, partnerships. It's just very important to know that we all have to deal with anxiety and depression. It used to be a no-no to talk about it on a farm. I can remember the two families I was closest to that were in my neighborhood that I grew up around and working on those farms. I could see how husband and wife were anxious because of money issues, for sure, and health issues. So, again, if you want access to this, the announcement made this week from the American Farm Bureau Federation is to check out the Farm Family Wellness, solutions that are there for people who have mental health questions, challenges, etc. One of the things I think that we're worked up about is the federal farm bill, people wanting to know where it is, what it is, why it's important. It is important. I never think it's as important for the small farmer, the family farmer, but it really needs to be. And maybe my attitude isn't right because I happen to be a little cynical. Most of the benefits, 96% of the farms in America are owned by family farms, 4% by big ag, and yet a disproportional amount of aid goes to big ag, and they don't need any of it. So is that going to be fixed in the federal farm bill? Well, let's go. The backstory here is that 5 years is up, and we still don't have a bill. Now, this bill, though, when it is passed, has tremendous impact on farming, on livelihoods, how food is grown, even what kind of food is grown. The latest reauthorization included funding for 12 different programs, nutrition, crop insurance, commodity programs, conservation programs. See, I don't think the conservation programs belong in the Farm Bill. I don't think that the SNAP program belongs in the Farm Bill. I think that there are other things that are important to the farmer that, you know, we keep kicking the can down the road. In November, the Farm Bill was extended. But there are a lot of things that have changed the past 5 years, and that's why we need a new Farm Bill. The policies, the money, the changing landscape of agriculture. So, we have an extension, so current programs continue to be funded, but without the new Farm Bill, there are a lot of programs that bring us back to the Great Depression. Some of these things need to be just kicked out, the sunset. A clause that a lot of legislators try to get into bills, and the Farm Bill is one of them. That's one of the reasons they have one every 5 years, because they know that there are plenty of problems, plenty of things that need to be addressed that have changed. Risk management programs, for example, the dairy margin coverage, urban agriculture. It's probably the biggest single thing that has changed around the country, the way there is a major intersection now between rural agricultural culture and urban agricultural culture. And so one of the things that's going on to ensure, or the plan in the Farm Bill, is to continue the development of urban agriculture because it's helpful to people who live in the city as far as their health and well-being is concerned. So support for urban farmers is important. Suburban farmers, I'm a suburban farmer. Used to be a rural farm, but I'm now in a suburban area. The people in my community they know that I exist, and there are three or four other farms in town, but that's it. And so they're sort of thought of as an afterthought. And we can't have our food dependent on afterthoughts. My suggestion is to continue to go after your congressmen, writing to them, to your senators, and not necessarily, well, some of the content that I've overviewed here is important to keep in there, but also to get it done so that there's a continuity for some things that are important. And the SNAP program is not important to the family farmer, believe me. All right, we're continuing on in a matter of moments here. I want to help you help yourself to change the way you look and feel as we get into daylight savings time. That's big on the farm because now we can work an extra hour. I love it because I can stay outside and work until 8 o'clock at night and not have to worry about what I can't see, which is one of the big dangers of working in the dark on the farm, for sure. One of the things also that's happening because it is daylight is we're more aware of how we look and how we feel because we want to be more active. And so the weight that we put on over the winter needs to come off. And the best way to get rid of it is to go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and understand how they can help you lose whatever amount you want to lose. You want to lose 20 pounds? That's fine. You want to lose 10? It is great psychology to understand the secret to your motivation. That's really where they help you at toploss.com. There are lots of great people that work there. Elizabeth Miller, you hear from her all over my radio programs. She's a great help. One of the counselors that help you understand the product, first of all, better understand your body. So do yourself a favor. If you're really thinking seriously about losing weight, so help yourself to better health by losing the weight and keeping it off using Calitrin. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day, and then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com, or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More news now on the American Family Farmer. Farmers have come up with all kinds of solutions to reduce bird damage in fields. I know around here we have it with sweet corn, but other crops are affected for sure. There's a new option in this battle, thanks to some research that's been announced this week by the University of Rhode Island and also Cornell, the extension service there. They do a lot of great work at Cornell. And University of Rhode Island, like the University of Massachusetts, the land-grant colleges have done a lot of work. This problem with the birds, apparently there's a way, because of the what they've studied, the movements of the birds, there's a laser beam that is being deployed in cornfields. Last year, late in the year, it was in western New York. It was designed and developed as a 50 milliwatt green laser that rotates in a horizontal plane and moves around to scare the birds off. I think in the past we've had propane blast cannons. We've certainly had the scarecrows and all of that stuff. But in terms of how this particular thing works, the birds learn to ignore the propane cannons and the balloons and the scarecrows. So apparently this thing, because it moves around, will scare geese, and they are a menace on my farm. I bet they are on yours, too. Blackbirds, robins, starlings. The unit is set up to cover at varying heights. For corn, it should be set to sweep across the tassels as it gets high, so up maybe 10, 12 feet above the ground. But you should check it out. It's basically called a laser scarecrow. You can Google that, laser scarecrow, and get the information from Cornell, the University of Rhode Island. But believe me, it looks to me, I'm convinced that I'm going to try to get one for my cornfields because the birds are a pain in the you-know-what. It's now time for us to pause, and then we're going to meet Dr. Chad Hart from the University of Iowa right after this.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer Program. Every week we are heard around the country and around the world. You can go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and listen not only to the archives there. There are years and years of information, interviews, downloads, podcasts, that sort of thing. And we have not only the news to discuss and my opinion on things based on my experience as a family farmer, but also people who are really experts in their field. Dr. Chad Hart is one of those folks, professor at Iowa State University in the Department of Economics. I said University of Iowa, but there's a difference between University of Iowa and Iowa State, I'm going to guess, right, Dr. Hart?
There is, but I appreciate you correcting that.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I'd like to have the right info. Now, let's talk about you first, what you bring to the table. What's Dr. Hart's background?
Background. Grew up actually in southwest Missouri with a cow-calf operation, and my parents ran a small locker plant. But then came up here to Iowa for graduate school and have been up here ever since. Basically spend a lot of time talking to farmers about corn and soybean markets.
Mm-hmm. Nothing unusual about that if you're at Iowa State University.
That's no, for sure. It tends to be a place where, you know, the discussions are dominated by four major commodities out here. Corn, soybeans, yep. Beef, and pork.
Yep, and there you have it. So the thing, I was reading something actually in one of the farm trade magazines. I tend to every day find one of them to read, go through, and there's a lot of discussion about exports. And I noticed actually yesterday or the day before about export markets and how they fluctuate. And because that seems to be an area of your expertise, let's talk about it and get an understanding. Because I think most smaller farmers, family farmers, don't think they're in the export business. Do you want to change that thinking? Is that it's not just the big ag, the huge processors and, you know, the mega farms that are factory farms. How are we all impacted by the export markets?
Well, that's the deal. We all are involved in those export markets because when it comes right down to it, once our commodities sort of enter the marketplace for the most part, unless you are directly marketing to your consumer, you're making it available to basically anybody around the globe. And when you look at, for example, a crop like corn, roughly 15% of all the corn that's produced within the U.S. does end up leaving the country and going to these international markets. With a crop like soybeans, it's more like 40 to 50%. So the idea is it's big farmers, small farmers, corporate farmers, family farmers. We're all participating in those markets, and those markets are helping set up the prices that we receive for the commodities that we grow.
You know, as you say that, I'm thinking about the stats that you gave. 15% of the corn leaves, 50% of beans. There's beef that leaves the country. There's pork that leaves the country. And then we would read, perhaps the next week, how much corn we import, or how much do we import in beef or pork. And we think to ourselves, what's the point of exporting if we have to buy stuff to bring back into our country? Is there an economic factor here in terms of what the processors are doing and why they're doing it?
Yep, there definitely is. Oftentimes it may have to do with the quality of the product. So, for example, with beef, when you're looking there, we tend to export high-quality beef, but we tend to import lower-quality beef. So
yeah.
Think of it as we tend to ship out the steaks and bring in the hamburger.
Yeah, you mean, that's what I say. It's like shooting ourselves in the foot. And most of us who think about it that way are pretty annoyed, because oftentimes we're, well, let me pause for a second, and then I want to get back to this, because this is an important aspect for us all to understand, whether we're farmers or we're using the commodities that farmers are growing. This is the American Family Farmer, continuing in a matter of moments here.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Going, we can capture more dollars, so it is an economic component to it, by shipping some of our steaks overseas. At the same time, too, we don't tend to produce enough hamburger to meet our own needs, and so we have to bring in some of that beef from the rest of the world to help balance things out. So it's more about finding the market niche that works well for our farmers.
All right, let's talk about pork then. I'm close to the Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange here in Massachusetts. The people who run it are close to me, and I see, the prices have gone so crazy that a lot of farmers, dairy farmers, are shipping off older cows that may be in their third or fourth lactation rather than keeping them around for the fifth or sixth lactation. The price of beef is so high because of the demand for hamburger more than anything else. They're shipping their dairy cows because the prices are extraordinary. And so what's happened is we've lost, in a sense, we have a different type of beef, if you will, because the beef that comes from dairy animals is different than the beef that comes from animals that are raised to be beef. And then you have the other half of it, where the heifer market especially springing heifers, has gone through the roof. I just sold 15 springing heifers last week for about $100 more than I got for the stuff I sold late in the year last year. Our springing heifers are at wholesale about $1,000 a head, and they're selling at auctions and on the open market for $1,400. I saw some Holsteins going for $1,700, $1,800, $1,900 grade cows, some of the better ones, bigger, you know, better biological input, shall we say. A better breeding, they're going for $2,400, $2,500. That's dairy animals. And then, you know, I look at, and I don't mean to make this a one-way street, it bothers me because I don't think the American public and farmers are being treated fairly. Is that a pipe? Am I being overly sensitive? Or is it that we aren't really getting the best? The consumer maybe even isn't getting the best bang for his or her buck.
Well, I think this is especially when you're talking the beef and dairy markets. We're struggling between two different markets there. When I'm looking at the beef sector, as you mentioned, the idea of that the springing heifers, even the older dairy cows, they're bringing tremendous values right now to those ranchers. But at the same time, too, when we look at the dairy industry, it's struggling to basically cover the cost there. And that's why we're seeing those animals being worth more in the beef market than they are in the dairy market. And so they're being redirected into the beef market because there's a higher value there. So in that sense, I would argue it's not that we're being treated unfairly. It's that one market is providing better opportunities than another. And so we're redirecting some of our animals to match those opportunities.
Is it artificially created, though, by government interference, the value of a hundredweight of milk versus, you know, I created my own market when I was milking about 150, 140, 150 cows. I would sell 100 or more gallons of raw milk a day on my farm. Had I created a market that wasn't there necessarily, especially in my area, and so I could better survive, but it still wasn't it wasn't the best of all possible worlds. I would like to have been able to sell pasteurized milk at a competitive price, but it cost me more money to make my milk, and most of the smaller farmers especially, the ratios are different. Now, people can say, well, it's just the way the market works. I don't know that I think that the government has been fair. Maybe I'm naive to family farmers when it comes to commodities, whether it be the things we're talking about or whether it be dairy. I reserve my thinking about it because I think that the thinking is wrong. You may tell me I'm right or you may tell me I'm wrong, but help yourself.
Well, I'm going to sort of split the difference here and argue that when we look, does the government potentially create ripples within our market or create advantages and disadvantages? Yes, they definitely can. But I would say at the same time, too, their target is to try to not to do that. And when I'm looking at cases like, as you mentioned, you know, your own setup with your dairy, the idea is that we do allow our farmers and ranchers some opportunities to make those direct marketing connections, as you did with your milk. And that does sort of cut out a lot of not only the government issues as they're dealing within the market, but also you're taking out some of the other processors and things and sort of streamlining the market system for yourself. But there aren't that many farmers that are comfortable in doing that sort of direct marketing. And that's why there's a challenge in finding those markets to help you best to take advantage of the production that you have.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about China with you in a matter of moments as we continue here. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Chad Hart is here from Iowa State University talking about the economic realities that we are facing and whether or not exporting helps you in your business. We're talking right now, though, about beef and Omaha Steaks specifically, as I want you to think about the last time you had Omaha Steaks or any of the products that come from Omaha Steaks. Right now, the semi-annual sale is going on. So if you have a favorite memory of an Omaha Steak or the dogs or the hamburger or the chicken, whatever it is, it's all great stuff. And this is the perfect time to discover something new. A lot of you who are in the beef business, are you eating? I was talking to somebody the other day who's a beef farmer. He doesn't eat his own beef. He buys it at the supermarket. And I said, what the heck do you do that for? He says, because it's worth more for me to sell it. It's harder for me to get it processed, so I just buy it in the market. Well, if that's the case, whether you're a beaver or you're not, farmers are people enjoy steaks, enjoy good food. So take my advice. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale at omahasteaks.com. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and get the 50% off. Shop the semi-annual sale. Enjoy the Omaha Steak product. It is the best in the country. omahasteaks.com/Doug. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on and stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Back for a few more moments, Dr. Chad Hart from Iowa State University. We're talking about the economics of, in this particular conversation, we're talking about the economics of exporting. I'm not a fan of the Chinese government. I'm not a fan of them owning the largest pork producer in the world, which happens to be an American company, which we were dumb enough to let the Chinese buy. The other side of it is they buy a lot of our products. Right? Is that because they want to, or is that because they have to?
It's a little bit of both. You know, I think if you're looking at the Chinese market, it's one, a gigantic market just in terms of the number of people, but also the amount of nutrition that those people need. And so we have seen China develop over the past 20 years to be one of our strongest agricultural export markets.
And so what do you think about the government allowing, what are the economics, if you will, of the government allowing them to buy the largest pork producer processor in America? What has that done? A lot of rumors that you hear in the marketplace, they take the good pork and bring it to China, and they bring their lousy pork and bring it back here and make sausage out of it. How much truth is
actually,
there to
we
that?
Don't. Yeah, we don't see that sort of trade going on there. If anything, you know, when Smithfield was bought by China, what we didn't see was it really a change in the production at Smithfield or the change in where that pork is being, you know, processed and or sold. What we did see, though, was that the Chinese pork industry has been implementing the improvements that they saw when they bought Smithfield and taking some of those technological benefits back to China to help increase their production within the Chinese hog industry.
So the Chinese are continuing to do what they're best at, stealing good ideas from elsewhere and making them their own. They certainly
well, you
do
can argue
the
they bought these. So the idea is with buying the Smithfield, they bought the technology that they can utilize.
The technology. Yeah, right. So they didn't have to steal it because they bought it. Are there other examples of other countries, including China, we have a few moments left here, who have bought American processing outfits and they have either done well by it or we have done well by it or we haven't done well by it? Can you think of other examples?
I would say that is part of the nature of international business as we look out there. I can't point to specific examples within agriculture, but when you think now of the big companies across agriculture, whether it would be a Corteva or Syngenta on the seed side, we're talking about Smithfield and IBP on the livestock side, these tend to be multinational companies. While Smithfield, you know, was a U.S.-owned company, now a Chinese-owned company, it has pieces in various, you know, countries throughout the world. You look at a company like Syngenta that started out in Switzerland, was headquartered here for a little while in the U.S. Now that's another Chinese-owned company as we look out there. And so we see these big companies change hands a lot over time.
Well, you've provided us with a lot of food for thought, Dr. Hart. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to take advantage of pick your brain, if you will. You've got a lot of expertise and experience here. You've changed my thinking on a couple of things. You know, we can be right based on what our own experiences are. Sometimes that's not always the way to come to the right conclusions. Thanks to you. How do people find you? It's if you go to Iowa State University, it must be easy to find you there if people want some more info on some of your research.
Easiest way to find me is Google Chad Hart or to look up Ag Decision Maker on the internet.
Chad Hart, H-A-R-T. Thank you, Dr. Hart. Good to have you here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer this week, Doug Steffen with some thoughts about what's going on. I'm motivated to think more about the future of agriculture after listening to our guest, Dr. Hart, talking about what's going on in the export markets. For the most part, agriculture in our country, I think we'd best be described as surviving. It's not thriving. There are some aspects of it that are good, as he was pointing out, some of the beef and pork markets, the interference, if you will, of the government to a point. And as he pointed out, there are some good things the government does. The same thing is true with outside interference, and I put interference in quotation marks, Europeans. Actually, in Europe, there's a battle going on now that has farmers protesting, creating a lot of chaos. In main big population centers, the protests have been confronted with armored vehicles, armed government forces. But the farmers are concerned about the same sort of things we were just talking to Dr. Hart about, things that are going on in our country where farmers are not being properly paid. And that's certainly the case in Europe for what we can't live without food. People complain about the value of a bottle of milk, if you will, or how much it costs to buy a pound of chicken or all those things. And they blame it on the farmer. It's not the farmer's fault. Unless you buy directly from a farmer, you're not getting what the farmer really produces. You're getting something that has had a couple of middlemen involved in the processing of things, and I use milk as a good example, but you can use any number of things. Some of the stuff that is in front of all of us every day, meat, pork, you know, veggies sometimes. But I am concerned about over-regulation. And going back to the Farm Bill I was talking about earlier in the program, and we have talked about regularly, one of the things that's happening in Europe, too, is the protest over over-regulation, which keeps these people and our people from making the amount of money they should. You know, there are, the Europeans have the same problem with a lot of cheap food imports that are crap, but we buy them because they're cheap. We don't value the farmer, we don't value the food quality, we just want cheap. And that's why 1 in 8 people around the world, not just in America, but in Europe and elsewhere across the face of the planet, are fat. Their BMI index is off the charts. They're obese. And so what do we do? What are we doing about that? This farm bill doesn't approach that. It doesn't involve... And maybe that's more important than the SNAP stuff or where people get their food who are going to school or wherever. I think it's a very important thing. There also is the interference of the government when it comes to the EPA and all the talk about biodiversity and what methane gas is. I mean, all of this stuff, frankly, from my perspective, is nonsense. It takes our eye off of the ball. Anyway, the situation here, how it's impacted by government, what's going on in the rest of the world, how we're impacted by that. What Dr. Hart said is so true. A lot of stuff's being brought back into this country that's inferior. We need more hamburger because there are more fast food joints. More fast food joints lead to people getting less healthy and thus the epidemic. So does the government get it? What is the government doing about making sure that we have healthier food? Nothing, really, when it comes to that. Using that as an example of what's going on, we would like to have more government involvement that was positive. And I don't mean the EPA is way over the top in messing up family farms and farms in general. Regulation on top of regulation on top of regulation. So where do you go? I was talking earlier about the American Farm Bureau. I belong to both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation because I think that they both speak to different needs that farmers have. And I think that I want to, not only because of my own farm, but because of this program, I want to have access to the full gamut of information so I can pass it along to you. And so anyway, we've got an entire industry. We have lunatic government groups, these people running for office. Some of them are just plain crazy and doesn't speak well to, you know, the future of the country or the future of farming, frankly. But we all seem to survive. Maybe it's because of people like our family farmers getting fewer in number, but yet they have the starch to stand up and be counted and to do what they're supposed to do. That's why I'm happy to be an American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.